Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
When we set Eustace Manerly to work in the Soho underworld, spreading his lies about Tony Marzotti, we put our first wedge into the solid structure our mystery man Demetrius had built up around him. Marzotti showed signs of cracking, and he had good reasons for it. Because we were the only people who knew Peter Ridgway was alive, Demetrius must have been certain that someone of his gang had pointed the finger at Yachty Bloom for Ridgway's supposed murder, and who was a likelier prospect than Tony Marzotti. So we had him shadowed. We expected him to try to get in touch with Demetrius, and he did. But then we struck trouble. Marzotti gave us the slip. I was at the embankment with Colonel Fentress when the word came through, and that was the last straw. I was completely fed up. It didn't seem to matter which way we turned. Demetrius was always there ahead of us, unseen, unknown, shadowy, omnipotent. So I left our headquarters and made for Harrington Gardens. Hady would be at her flat. I wanted to talk to Hady.
But, Keene, why was it so terrible for your men to lose Marzotti?
Well, I can't give you chapter and verse of the affair, Hady. But if Marzotti managed to tell Demetrius what we were intending to do, the whole structure of a scheme of mine's fallen flat on its face.
Well, I can't help you if you won't tell me anything, darling.
No one can help me.
Then let's talk about something else. Did you know Margaret Ridgway was waiting for me when I came home last night?
But she was with me till after midnight. What did you want?
She accused me of learning who she really was when she was working at the Red Feathers Club, and then betraying her to the men who kidnapped her.
Oh, yes, I know.
She hates me, Keene.
I know.
But do you know why?
Oh, because of her brother Peter, I imagine.
Oh, no. Not because of her brother Peter at all.
Then why?
Because she's in love with you. That's why she hates me, Keene. And that's why she'll do anything to make you believe dreadful things about me.
Oh, as though this affair wasn't complicated enough already.
But you won't believe her, will you, darling? Promise me you won't let her make you believe anything about me.
No one can tell me anything about you, Hady. Do you remember what I said to you one night, here in this room?
You said you'd trust your life to me.
So I would. Why not stop worrying about Margaret Ridgway?
Keene, does she... does she mean anything to you at all?
No.
Where does she now?
I have no idea.
I'm afraid of her, Keene. I'm afraid of what she might do to you and me. I would be happier if I knew where she was this minute, and who she was with, and what she was doing.
Listen, Margaret, was that a knock at the door? Yes. This will be Digby Mitchell. One moment. Come in, Mitchell, my dear fellow.
Hello, Bonnie.
Margaret is here already. Make yourself comfortable. Pour yourself whiskey soda.
Yeah, thanks, Bonnie. Hello, Margaret.
Hi. How is Peter?
Oh, he's perking up. That female doctor person, Susan Marlowe, says they'll be letting him up for a few hours a day in a couple of weeks. He said give you his love.
I am anxious to see him well again. With Demetrius and his men thinking Peter dead, we will have use for him, eh?
Keene will probably want to make use of him, too.
I saw Keene last night, before I went to that burglary creature's flat.
You went to Hetty Bergner's flat?
Well, why not? Keene keeps her guarded. How could anything happen to me at her place?
You should have more sense just the same, Margaret. Hang it all, you've been in Demetrius's clutches once. How many more times do you want to try it?
Mitchell is right. Now then, let us get down to ways and means for the future. First of all, are we agreed on this? What we formerly suspected about the Bergner girl, however strongly we now accept as a fact, we say quite certainly she is one with Demetrius.
Oh, of course she is.
Good. Now then, of Yachty Bloom, we can find no trace, so for the time being we must abandon our search. So, what ways have we left of getting at her man Demetrius?
Tony Marzotti and Hady Bergner.
Hady Bergner is guarded by Keene. I say, let us transfer our attention to Tony Marzotti.
Just what do you mean by attention, Bonnie?
Listen to me, both of you. By now, you should have no doubts of the ruthlessness of this man, Demetrius. Men have been killed. Margaret here was to have been forced, mark you, to give them information so that they could go and dispose of her brother. Then they did try to kill him. And why? Just because he knew a little too much about a girl called Hedy. They are men without mercy, without pity, without compunction. And for what? Not for an ideal, not for duty, not for their country, no. For their own gain. For loot taken from the coffers of murdered families by the Gestapo. For booty that is drenched with blood already. That is what they are after. That is what they will butcher to get.
Yes, but Bonnie...
Yes, but nothing, my friend. Would you have them succeed? They must know where the treasure they came for is hidden, so one day we will find them gone. No one will know where. Out of our reach forever.
Keane swears that although Demetrius got into the country, he'll never get out again.
With £1,000,000, my friend Mitchell, you could get in and out of Hades itself. You are an honest man. But if you were a ship's captain or a flyer once with the RAF with your own aeroplane, would you say no to £50,000 and no questions to get me out of this country, would you?
Yes, it's quite a point. One wouldn't have to look back with 50,000, ever.
You see. So, knowing that soon it may be too late, knowing that time for us and for Major Keenan, his MI5, is running out, how much longer can we afford to go on as we have been doing?
Oh, I know what Bonnet is driving at, and I hate it. But I really don't see how you're ever going to get at these ghastly people by stealth.
That is commendably French of you, mademoiselle. We are a logical people.
I'm not being logical. I'm thinking of Peter going into the river that night in the fog with Yachty Bloom's knife in his back.
So what it boils down to is this. We get hold of Marzotti and we keep at him till he talks. Is that it?
Would Tony Marzotti have anything to complain of if we did?
Yes, but confound it all.
We're not on your playing fields now, Mitchell. We will never be this close to Demetrius again, never. Keane knows it. Keane has his methods. But so far they have failed. I say let us strike at Marzotti tonight.
I think Margaret had better be kept out of it.
Not on your life. I can drive jolly well. Surely you can give me something to do.
Drive you shall. Now, here is the plan of campaign I have worked out, beginning at 11 o'clock at the Red Feathers Club. This house of mine in Beetle Lane is no palace, but it is quiet and the cellars are deep. They will make an excellent dungeon for Monsieur Marzotti. But we have to be sure of getting him here, so?
Just a minute. If we're not making a move till 11, well, it's just possible that we might be messing up something of Keane's. Didn't he hint to you, Margaret, about forcing Marzotti's hand?
Yes, but hints were all.
I'm going to see if I can get hold of Keane before we go to the Red Feathers.
Why?
Because apart from his fixation on Hades, the man's no fool. We'd all have been better off if we'd thrown in our hands with him before.
Perhaps you are right. Very well. See, Major Keane. But do not let him turn us away from our plans. When and where shall we meet again tonight?
Here, say about it.
I shall be waiting. Margaret can stay with me until then. But I want you to understand, Mitchell. And I want you to understand it well. I have hunted Demetrius too long to hold my hand now. I can be as ruthless as he, and so I will be. And if in the last resort I must be too ruthless for you to take part, then I shall go on alone. Nothing must stand in my way now. So, learn what you can from Gregory Keane, and good luck.
So there you have it, Mitchell. We scared the life out of Marzotti, and I'm pretty sure it would have worked.
But he gave you the slip and got to Demetrius.
Yes, it looks very much like it. We haven't heard from him. There's certain characters going about saying that Marzotti is responsible for us being after Yachty Bloom.
It was a good stunt, I'm bound to admit that. You expected one of two things to happen. Either Marzotti would crack, or Demetrius and his chaps would come after him. Either way, you were going to bust the whole affair wide open.
But it depended on Marzotti being kept from communicating with Demetrius and telling him what we were up to.
Looks as though we'd better let Bonnie go ahead.
That's my last resort, you know. But now we have a new problem on our hands. Where to find Marzotti?
Disappeared, has he?
Completely. Hasn't been sighted since that truck turned round in front of Tom Cutt's car last night.
Look here, Keane. There's something been puzzling me for quite a while. Since you've known what Demetrius came here for, Why hasn't this thing become a routine police inquiry instead of a case for MI5?
Because of Carl Scammell. Because it started with the DP forged papers racket, and because although the traffic from the continent stopped, the system is still working and people we've our eye on are getting out of the country.
That's what Paul Bonnet is afraid of. But Demetrius will grab that Gestapo loot and escape for good and all. Well, what's your next move?
I tell you frankly, Mitchell, if we can't find Marzotti, I haven't a clue.
Who have you know?
Have I?
Yes. Hedy Bergner.
Now look here, I'm getting heartily sick and tired of this business. Hello? Keane speaking. Yes? Yes. What time? Unless you tell me what time, I can guarantee you nothing. All right. You'd better be there if you value your life. And keep out of sight, completely out of sight, till I arrive.
Well, what's up, Keane? Who was it?
Marzotti. Tony Marzotti's the first wreck to leave the ship to save his own hide. And he'll be at his flat at 11 o'clock tonight. When I left the embankment that night with Cutts and Digby Mitchell, I thought we were coming to the end of the affair at last. I thought that at last I'd come face to face with Demetrius, the man who, when I finally learned the truth, actually didn't exist at all.
What takes place between Gregory Keane and Tony Marzotti when they meet? Listen to the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.